When you are walking a difficult time in your path, something we know that you all either are doing now or have done recently, then it is important for you to understand the importance of rehabilitation, which may sound a bit odd, but as we have spoken to you before about, when the spirit is very much like the body, and if the body has been through some kind of crisis, there is often a rehabilitation period. It does not always mean that you are going to work on exercises, but the body must rehabilitate itself when it has been through challenges, when it has been through trauma. It is not so different with your spirit. And that is a thing we very often do not speak about, because there is an odd belief in your world that when the trouble is over, then, and if what you worried about did not happen, fine, move on, as though you were not impacted by that concern, as though you were not touched on many levels by what it is that you were dealing with or that you are dealing with. And so we want to speak to you a bit about how it is to allow your spirit to become a part of your rehabilitation. Now, when something has been upsetting, a thing that we can guarantee you is that whatever your feelings of powerlessness and insecurity from the past exist, those have come up again. Very much like the physical process, when something hot and burning comes up in your body, it is the same kind of heat in your emotional body. And so we are not suggesting that you do nothing, but we are suggesting that you recognize that you may be a bit more vulnerable. It may be a bit easier for you to be triggered. You may find yourself depressed for reasons you cannot always identify. You may be sensitive about things you do not even think you should be sensitive about, because these are the signs that you have been through something traumatic. And what your spirit is wanting is it is wanting some rehabilitation time. Now, what that means, ideally in the morning or when you are fresh, when you get up, that before you launch into your day, you stop and you say to your spirit, I am here, I am breathing. I am accepting healing energy from the universe, and I am respecting what it is that you went through. And I, as I fill with love, I am sending that love back to my own spirit, because it needs it. It is needing my careful attention. It is needing my gentleness. And rather than judging that you are not back and quickly hopping along, we need a bit more of that time. We mentioned the morning because your consciousness is fresh then. But at least once in the morning, allow yourself to connect with your spirit and allow your spirit to connect with the universe. But say to your spirit, I know that you have been under strain and that you are recovering, and I am going to listen for what you need. Now, what's interesting about this is that the spirit can speak to you through your own intuitive powers. So it can talk to you, for instance, about something you might need for your body. If you are drawn to something, even if it is something you do not usually drink or eat or take in, but if you are drawn to that, then that is very often your spirit speaking to you about this recovery that must go on. So listen, if all of a sudden you are really wanting grape juice and it is not even your favorite, but you're wanting it, please go and get some. It does not mean that you have to drink it forever, but this attunement with your recovering spirit, it's a great thing. And the spirit, of course, is completely knowledgeable about your emotional body and about your physical body and about your connectedness. When we are overloaded, one of the first things that happens in overload is we lose the connectedness. So now we want to regain it. If your spirit is speaking to you about a particular kind of music, or a particular book, or a way of moving, know that when you listen to that, you are okaying that rehabilitation process. And you are honoring your own spirit and helping it with the flow of that reconnection. We unfortunately have been taught in a patriarchal structure to run roughshod over ourselves. What a peculiar thing to teach a woman who is indeed full of feeling and responses and healing and getting over wounding and dealing with all manner of things, rather than saying there should be a release time, there should be a filling time, all these things go with any kind of rehabilitation, that we are taught to you have an odd phrase, to buck up. We are totally baffled about why a woman who has been through something would be told that that was an appropriate response to her own rehabilitation. So we want you to join yourself spiritually and listen. The spirit can speak to you about everything. About your body, about your health, about your mind, about your appetites, about your emotions. And the fact that you are willing to listen without going down, 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 but to simply listen, to know, to be aware, is a way that you are telling your spirit how much respect you have for its wisdom. Also, carrying that attitude with you makes it much, much easier to connect with the power of the universe. And of course, when that is flowing through your body, recovery is much, much quicker. So we would like you to think about adding this knowledge to the knowledge you already have about your own healing. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel your breath move through your body. Know that where your breath goes, love goes. Breathe in love, exhale fear and wounding. Become aware of a flame in your heart and watch the flame and know that it is the flame of your spirit. See the beauty of it and how it illuminates your heart. And where the light of that flame goes, fear and wounding are dismissed. Leave that center, because it is only the light that belongs in your heart. Now open the crown and feel the love and the light of the universe enter your crown and establish a firm connection for receiving energy. Become aware of that truth and how natural it is. Feel the golden light come into your third eye and cleanse the third eye so that it opens widely, and feel your intuitive senses become sharpened. Feel your wisdom returning to you, and feel the energy of the universe feeding that wisdom. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let that golden light displace communication that is critical of you or from the past or makes you doubt yourself. Let the golden light completely take over the communication center. Displace the negative communication. Hold only the communication that loves and supports you. Feel that golden light flow into your heart and flow around that beautiful flame that is your spirit. Feel everything in your heart supporting your spirit. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. Displace any emotions which no longer serve you. Feel those leave your body and make you free. Free to feel whole without guilt, without condition. Just as the love of the universe is without condition. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into the second center. Feel the golden light displace the shame and the judgment, anything that might have been turned against you or anyone else. And feel the second center healing, allowing in the golden light, resting in it, and feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light begin to remove from your root any blockages to creating your own life, your own healing, your own right to be uniquely who you are, and to receive the love of the universe who created that uniqueness. Rest in the golden light and in the love of the mother whose energy comes around you to comfort you, to make you strong, to hold you in her wisdom and strength and love. Allow yourself to rest in that. Let the golden light extend past your body so that what you feel lovingly is what goes into the field that draws love to you. Moving into your heart center. See that a gift has been left there for you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.